the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and so I would like this morning to reflect on her scapular. Our Lady gave the brown scapular to St. Simon Stock, showing her singular favor and protection of the Carmelite order. She gave the scapular when the Carmelite order was in crisis. Vocations were in decline, and it seemed that the Carmelite order would discontinue. Precisely at this time, Our Lady gave the scapular to St. Simon Stock, and she made two promises. The first promise is that those who die devoutly wearing the scapular will not suffer eternal fire. The second promise is called the Sabbatine privilege. Our Lady promised that one who dies wearing her scapular and who has fulfilled certain conditions will be released from purgatory on the Saturday after death. There are three conditions. One must wear the scapular regularly. Secondly, one must observe chastity according to one's state of life. And thirdly, one must pray daily the office of Our Lady. These conditions carry an extra distinction by identifying one with the Carmelite order. Various orders and congregations have their own garment, which is called a habit. As a priest of the religious congregation of Mary Immaculate Queen, I wear a white habit with a large brown scapular. Around the waist, I wear the blue cord and rosary. At times, the cassock is worn. The religious sisters of the Congregation of Mary Immaculate Queen wear a blue habit. The sisters of the Congregation of the Mother of God wear a black habit with the rosary. So highly does the Church esteem the religious life that the religious habit is blessed. By being blessed, the habit is like a sacramental. There is an indulgence in kissing the habit. You may gain an indulgence by kissing your brown scapular. Yes, the brown scapular is also a religious garment. It is the garment of the Carmelite order. Since it is a religious garment, it is blessed. Kiss your scapular every morning and every night. Indeed, you may kiss the scapular often in order to ask Our Lady's special assistance and protection. Do you see why one of the conditions for gaining the Sabbatine privilege is to wear the scapular regularly, not merely on occasion? By wearing the scapular regularly, you show a constant and firm devotion to Our Lady. St. Louis Marie de Montfort explains the qualities of true devotion to Our Lady. One of the qualities is constant devotion. The true devotee of Our Lady does not have on and off devotion. The true devotee to Our Lady honors her regardless of whether he feels zealous or depressed. Our love for Our Lady must not depend on changing moods. and inconstant emotions. Rather, the true devotee of Our Lady always practices devotion to her. The scapular is the garment which Our Lady has given us, whereby we show our devotion to her. And so it is intended to be always worn, unless hindered. For the women and young ladies, do you at times not wear the scapular? Because you choose to wear a dress that is low cut at the neck? What are you doing? You are choosing a worldly and immodest style of dress rather than to honor Our Lady. The sacred congregation under Pope Pius XI exhorted priests to do their duty in exhorting modest standards of dress. The parish priest, and especially the preacher, when the occasion arises, should insist, argue, exhort feminine garb to be based on modesty and womanly ornament, and be a defense of virtue. Let them likewise admonish parents to cause their daughters to cease wearing indecorous dress. There are three points in particular that I feel obliged to mention. Firstly, a dress should not have a long slit. Even if a dress is below the knee, it is revealing if it has a long slit. A dress should cover the knees when seated, and a dress must not be so low or so loose around the neck as to show cleavage. The dress must not be lower in the back than is permitted in the front. By dressing immodestly, you share in the sins of those who, by seeing you, give in to impure thoughts. And in choosing the immodest dress, you choose to not wear the scapular. Are you then fulfilling Our Lady's request to regularly wear the scapular? Regardless of whether someone chooses to fulfill the three requests of Our Lady in order to gain the Sabbatine privilege, everyone should wear the scapular regularly. Clearly, we see that there is no justified reason for a lady to not wear the scapular in order to dress immodestly. Let us remember that Our Lady warned at Fatima that immodest fashions would be introduced that would gravely offend her son. I recall as a boy in public junior high school that a teacher commented that long dresses were coming back into style. Perhaps it was the best that she was allowed to say in public school. She may have said it particularly in my class because my sisters dressed modestly and always wore dresses. They stood out in doing so. I thought the teacher's comment was foolish because I knew the message of Our Lady of Fatima. And so I knew that modesty does not depend on what is in style. Pope Pius XII admonishes, if a certain kind of dress constitutes a grave and proximate occasion of sin, and endangers the salvation of your soul and others, it is your duty to give it up. Certainly, ladies may dress in acceptable style, but never immodestly. Let me give a story to show a practical attitude of regularly wearing the scapular. A traditional Catholic from our parish in North Idaho, many, many years ago, was drowning. Even as he struggled to get to the surface, he saw his scapular had come off and was floating away in the water. Although desperate to get to the surface, he reached out to grasp his scapular. He had a practical and fervent consideration that if he was to die, he would wish to die wearing the scapular. Often I have ministered to those going in for surgery. They are insistent that if they are not permitted to wear the scapular, they wish that it be attached to their bed and be put back on as soon as possible after the surgery. Brother Mary Joseph, when he was in the hospital on the ventilator, was not able, due to the condition of the monitors, the cords, the ventilator, he was not able to be wearing the brown scapular. And so the nurse placed it around his foot, around his ankle. And before the ventilator was removed, finally being an extraordinary means that alone was keeping oxygen supplied, he was no longer able to breathe for himself. Once it was removed, the one brown scapular was not able to be replaced around the neck since it had a knot tied in it. And so Father Casimir was prepared with another scapular to place around his neck so that he died wearing the brown scapular. Here again we see how such practical Catholics fervently love Our Lady and trust in her protection. They are grieved even when they must necessarily, though briefly, set aside wearing the scapular. Now, the second condition for the Sabbatine privilege is to pray daily the office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This takes about 20 minutes. It is divided into parts. This is not the same office that the members of the Confraternity of Mary Immaculate Queen pray. A priest may change this requirement to another prayer, usually the rosary. You may ask the priest to whom you go to confession for permission to pray the rosary instead of the office of Our Lady. You may ask a priest, whether in confession or outside of confession, for permission to pray another prayer, usually the rosary, instead of the office of Our Lady. Now, as you are fulfilling the requests of Our Lady of Fatima, you are already praying your rosary every day. Does it not make sense to ask that the rosary might be your prayer to pray every day to provide for this condition of the Sabbatine privilege? One more condition to gain the Sabbatine privilege is to observe chastity according to one's state of life. How much Our Lady loves the virtue of chastity, for she vowed her chastity to God, and the Son of God became man in a miraculous way and was born in a miraculous way. Yes, God the Father so loved the vow of chastity that he chose her to be the Virgin Mother of His Divine Son. The Holy Ghost so loved her spotless faithfulness to her vow that He overshadowed her in the Incarnation. And God the Son so loved her that He called her mother and remained 30 years in the humble home while spending only 3 years in the public ministry. We also see how among the apostles, Christ favored St. John, the virgin apostle. Among all the virtues, chastity is the most singular, the most valued. For God has created men and women to cooperate with Him in giving life. The parents fashion the body while God creates the soul. Birth, therefore, is holy and must be treated in a holy way. Do we see, therefore, why sins against chastity are so evil? Sins against chastity attack the rights of God, whether they are sins against one's own body or with another. These sins leave behind the strongest inclination to sin, and so lead to further grave sin. One who becomes addicted to the vice of impurity will only free himself or herself with the greatest effort. This vice clings most tenaciously to its victim. St. Gregory the Great calls this sin most shameful, since it makes one like the brute beasts. This sin makes one spiritually blind, self-centered, inconstant, sad, and bitter. One becomes lax in spiritual duties, since one easily imagines that he or she will never successfully overcome this vice. Depression then sets in and may lead to despair. We see how important it is to raise children in an atmosphere of purity. They will then preserve their innocence and will be rightly balanced as adults. Being thus pure in mind and body, they will have a holy and a happy marriage, or if they are called to be a priest or a religious brother or sister, they will be prepared for a life of chastity. How then are we to practice purity? For this virtue is not kept without a determined effort. Sloth leads to impurity. And so see to it that you keep yourself busy with prayer, work, or leisure. Avoid bad companions, literature, and occasions of sin. Do not give in to evil curiosity, and do not be overly worried about temptations, but trust in God's assisting grace. Yes, with God's help, we can gain the victory in this struggle. Let us be resolved to be faithful to our daily prayers, especially the Rosary, to receive Holy Communion as often as able, and to regularly go to confession. Also practice penance, because penance will strengthen our resolve, so that it will be easier for us to resist temptations. Trust in God. Pray to our Blessed Mother. Wear her scapular always and devoutly. St. Alphonsus tells us modern heretics make a mockery of wearing the scapular. They decry it as so much trifling nonsense. Yet we know that many of the popes have approved and recommended it. It is remarkable that just 25 years after her scapular vision, Blessed Pope Gregory X was buried wearing the scapular. When his tomb was opened 600 years after his death, his scapular was found intact. Two great founders of religious orders, St. Alphonsus of the Redemptorists and St. John Bosco of the Salesians, had a very special devotion to Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and both wore her brown scapular. When they died, each was buried in his priestly vestments and scapular. Many years later, their graves were opened. The bodies and sacred vestments in which they had been buried were decayed dust. But the brown scapular, which each was wearing, was perfectly intact. The scapular of St. Alphonsus is on display in his monastery in Rome. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.